Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. Don't Mix In, episode 38. All right, so I have been not recording episodes for a minute because I've been having technical difficulties, so we'll just put that out there. But I think you guys could still find the episodes. It's just I had changed hosts and then went back, and so they're a little out of order, but it should start to kind of go back to the usual kind of programming. Anyway, why are you here? The topic is thrifting. So I want to get back into talking about how I started thrifting in the first place. So it was so funny. I started thrifting because my daughter, she was getting into going, and she's in high school. So I was taking her, dropping her off and that sort of thing. So I started to go into the store. We usually go to Savers. So I don't know if that's something that's nationwide, but the one that we have is pretty close by. And it's a pretty organized thrift shop. So I don't go to every thrift shop. I haven't gone to Goodwill in a while. And maybe after I go there, I can do a little comparison and talk about that. But anyway, Savers is pretty organized. They also have days that, because the tags have different colors. So there's like purple, blue, green, and they'll have a day where like all that are purple are 50% off. And that's like on top of like the item being like $14 in the first place. So it's a pretty good deal. And I just like that it's very organized, very clean. So it's easy to find things. And it's not where things are, the racks aren't jam-packed either. So anyway, so I started taking her, and then I really try to evolve in how I develop my style, and try to do things, you know, try new things and try to change it up a bit, because it not only gives me content to discuss, but I think it just makes you know, developing your style a little more interesting if you're willing to, you know, go and get out of the comfort zone. So I started going with her, and you know, the first time I went, I was a little overwhelmed. It can be a lot to go thrifting. It takes time. It's a lot of digging, and you also have to be willing to put in the time to try on clothes, and you also want to kind of zero in on the sections that are going to be more likely to find something, where you know you're like, okay, I'll probably find something in this section. And I just avoid the sections that I think it's a little harder for me to find items. For example, I don't go in the pants area. Just might be a little bit harder for me to find pants that'll fit, you know. So it's usually skirts, dresses, and I go in the blouses. I don't go in the knits as much. And I'll get into that later on in this episode, talking about fabric and fabrics with stretch and why I avoid that. So anyway, so that's what I do. And I talked about this in that episode where I talked about, I went thrifting and this is what happened. So that's earlier on in the podcast. I think it's like episode like maybe 3 or 4. And so I talked about how I kind of got into thrifting and, you know, what are the sections I go to and what do I avoid? And, also, what are the things that I found? So far with thrifting, what I like about it is that I feel like it's one of those things where you didn't know you needed something, or you didn't know what you were missing, because the items are so unique. So I've found, you know, for instance, like a tulle skirt that I would have totally not been into or getting prior to thrifting. And I've worn it a lot. I think if you look on my feed, you would see I have this white tulle skirt. And it's actually from like Charlotte Russe. So it's kind of random, but that is all throughout my feed. And I just worn it in different ways, with a black turtleneck, with a denim, a chambray shirt. And I've worn it in the summer with a sleeveless blouse. And then the other thing I've found that's in this episode is a sheer polka dot dress, which is kind of random as well. Because it's sheer, but you know, I found a way to to wear, and I'll talk about that. And the other thing I found, like, is this fit and flare dress that reminds me kind of like of a mod cloth dress. It's a real like interesting kind of fun print, like little Paris, little Eiffel towers. It has, you know, kind of pops of red in it. It's really, really comfortable, has pockets. And it was in a plus size, like a higher range of plus size section that I probably wouldn't have looked at before. So those are the things that I got and that I love that I would have not gotten if it wasn't for thrifting. And also that these are things that are unique, but since they're inexpensive, I feel like it's okay to try them out because the risk is lower. It's not like it's gonna my budget's gonna take a hit from these items. If you want to find out more or hear more about how I started thrifting and how it was when I started kind of getting into it about a year ago, check out episode 2. I went thrifting and this is what happened. So you can kind of get all of that information, and then you can go and see the blog post and see how I styled the items that I found when I went on my first few thrifting trips. I talked about in that episode that with thrifting, the last time I had been doing it was in high school, and I would, you know, go and get like men's shirts and cut them up and tie them up and make them look like I was, you know, Janet Jackson or something. But I had to, in order to like get into thrifting, I had to get over the whole like, oh, these are used clothes and that sort of thing. And so once I got over that, and then I started to kind of, you know, research how to find items, then I started to enjoy it. And now I feel like it's something that every now and then I do just to give my closet a little boost. And I have another episode where I talk about how to style thrifted items, and that's episode 21. So you can see there where I kind of talk about what are the things I usually put together with my thrifted items, just to kind of elevate the look, or to, you know, kind of how do I incorporate it with other things that I own. Thrifting requires time. So let's just kind of start with that. It does require a bit of digging to find those gems. And I don't think it's like that different than the digging that you have to do for like a TJ Maxx or Marshalls or Ross. The thing is that you got to be a little more strategic because there's so much stuff and because the inventory is pretty, it's unpredictable. So I think that once you kind of figure out some different, you know, like strategies, then you can be pretty efficient with your time. And so what I did is I put together, you know, 3 tips on how to, you know, make your time more efficient and kind of what I've been doing to find the items I've found. And I think what's exciting about thrifting, what I really like, is I feel that what's trending now or what's, you know, in style or whatever is more about what women are saying, you know, works for them. And so thrifting kind of gives you that option to find things that work for you. You're not looking for what's trendy. You're looking for the things that you kind of already know that work for you, and seeing, you know, if you can kind of just add something unique to your wardrobe. All right, so let's get to the first one. Tip number 1 is think outside the box. So it's really important that you let go of your kind of standard way of putting outfits together when you go thrifting, because when you're open, you can find a piece that you probably, like I said, I didn't know I needed, and you can get it at a good price. So I was thinking outside the box. When you look at the blog post on mixupwithcurves.com, I have this, it's a sheer polka dot dress, and it's midi length. It's really interesting. When I saw it, I'm like, this is kind of weird. Like, it's just this long sheer, and it didn't have, you know, a lot of structure to it. And it was a midi dress that was just like in the plus size section. I think I've discussed that I like to belt things a lot to add structure. So when I saw this sheer polka dotted dress, this midi length dress, I was like, well, I could, you know, belt it. And then I'm like, you know what? I have a midi black skirt that I just got recently from Target that it's also linked on the blog post. So I'm like, I can put that under and a black tank top. And then there, I have the look right there. So what you want to do is when you see something, really kind of think about it. I feel like it's when you go to like an open house or you go to, you know, a house that's empty. You have the structure there and you look at, well, how would it work with my furniture? So you look at how would it work with my body, my frame, and kind of build from there. First thing, yeah, just really think outside the box, be open, because you could find some of the most amazing things by just being a little more creative in your thinking about your pieces.
And I think thinking outside of the box in general is what you have to do if you have curves and also if you're on a budget. So I think a lot of these tips that I talk about that are for thrifting also apply just to, developing your style in general. And if you have curves, you have to sometimes kind of, cock your head to the side and kind of like, how can I make this work? Because some items are just not, made for women who have a fuller figure.
Tip number two, start with larger pieces and go down. So I think it's like a no-brainer. You got curves, you just kind of want to look at the larger sizes first, I think, especially when you're thrifting. Why? Because the brands are inconsistent in their sizing. So one large in one brand is like a small in another. So you really just want to take your time and go and look at those larger sizes and then work your way down, because that's how I found this Fit and Flare dress. It was like in a plus size, like the higher end of plus size. And it's an area I probably wouldn't have been looking at. And I was like, oh my God, So start with larger and then go down. And then remember, you can belt things. You can change the structure of things by the way you style it. So you want to start larger so that you can have, you kind of up your chances of finding something that's going to work for you and your frame.
I want to talk a little bit more about why you also want to start with the larger sizes when you're thrifting. So if you think about it, the fabrics that are probably going to be the most durable and hold up, so much so that they can be sold again and find a new home with you, are fabrics that usually don't have a lot of stretch in them, right? So you got to think about that. So if they don't have a lot of stretch in them, you're going to have to go with the larger size depending on your frame and your shape. And the ones that do have stretch in them, more than likely, maybe will kind of look a little old and worn. So I got to be really careful about what I select. So if I do find something with stretch, I'm looking at that fabric to really make sure that it doesn't look worn. And if I'm going to be, going with those fabrics that tend to hold up that don't have the stretch in them, that's why I want to go with the larger sizes first. Because on top of the brands being inconsistent in their sizing, you're more than likely to find something that's going to be a better fit if you go a little bit bigger, and then you can figure out how to create the structure that you need. So I think that, just as a rule, just trying to really look at the fabric and make sure that the quality is good, because then that way it'll just go right into your wardrobe and it won't look like it's something that's been worn and is something that's actually thrifted.
Tip three is follow your gut and take a risk. So what I mean by that is, just with thrifting, you get a chance to take a style risk, and it doesn't cost a lot of money for the most part, unless you go to like those vintage stores and they hike up a price and you're like, why is something $40? Like, what am I doing here? But for the most part, when you go thrifting, the prices will be very inexpensive. So it's a great opportunity to take a style risk. So if it's like a, style of pants that you're like, oh, I'm not sure about this, or, it's a print that you're like, I usually wouldn't wear this. Just take a chance. I think try it on first to see if it's going to work with your body, if the fit's right. But after that, you want to try to do something different because it's inexpensive. So what I did was, I have this paisley print dress. It's a shirt dress that is kind of like the 70s vibe that I picked up when I went thrifting, and I love it, but it's not something I would have ran to go, to go pick up, and I wouldn't have been, oh, I need to get it. But when I put it on, I'm like, oh, I love the way it fits, and I just added a belt to it. But I could wear it without a belt as well. So just kind of take a little bit of a risk. I think that's what makes thrifting really fun. And again, I think it's also like kind of helping you develop your own style, because it's not where people are telling you what looks good. It's what you notice works for your body, your shape, your frame, and then continuing to just evolve in how you put things together in a way that's visually interesting, how you mix textures together. So for all those reasons, I think, you want to just try and take a little bit of a risk, because it's not going to be very expensive, and you just, you can try some things that you usually would not even think of purchasing.
And let's talk a little bit about why you want to, or how you want to go about following your gut and taking a style risk. You want to make sure that you're going to try it on first, right? So we talked about this in other episodes before. Is this, if the fit is off, then you're taking a risk by just looking like a fool because then the clothes won't fit you right. And then it's just not going to work. So try it on first. I just take things that I'm considering. I just got, just scoop them all up. And then I just head over to the dressing room and, just try to, see how everything really looks on me so that if I'm taking a style risk, it's actually with items that fit me well. And then the other thing you want to think about is you're taking a style risk. But at the same time, you're thinking about when you're going to try to take that risk. So we talked about in that previous episode about how to wear more color. So what I do is the things that I'm trying that are thrifted that I'm like, oh, this is something different. I wear it on the weekend, right? Try it on the weekend where you're feeling a little more adventurous. And again, so that if it doesn't work and you're like, oh, this wasn't for me, and you don't feel comfortable after a few hours wearing it, you can just change your clothes and move on and act like it didn't happen. Versus if you wear it to work and it's like getting that new haircut and you're, everyone's like, oh, look at you. And then you start going, oh, why did I even put this on? Right. So again, look at the fit. And then after the fit is right, if the style's a little wilder than usual, just try it on the weekend, check it out on the weekend, see how it works for you and how comfortable you feel in it. And then go, okay, I'm going to go ahead and add this into my rotation and it fits my lifestyle.
Okay. Those are the three tips I got for you. First, think outside the box. Second, start with those larger sizes and go down so that you up the likelihood of finding something in your size. And then the third one is follow your gut and take a risk because you just never know. So try to, expand from your usual items that you tend to get.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.